Hello, everyone. And Sam, welcome back to another episode of the Bat Boys. We return after some break to kickstart the rest of the season, Sam, for the international break. But first, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Tim. You know, you had your a little international break of your own.
I did have an international break. Had a little Spain trip, 2 weeks in Spain, Sam.
Tim, the listeners want to hear some details, particularly as it pertains to Valencia.
Yeah, so 3 days in Barcelona, 3 days in Valencia. Yep. I had to work a little bit in the second week, so a week in Madrid. But Valencia, highlights, of course, Sam. We had a beach day, and then, of course, we had to get Valencia paella at Casa Carmela. It was fantastic. Sam, we ordered... We made reservations and it erroneously said for 8 people. So I called and I said, hey, you know, we were only 4 people. And it was just 2 of us. So I was trying to get 2 dates, you know, nice, cute girls on the beach.
Yeah.
My buddy's single, two Valencia girls for him. That's great. And then we get there and we couldn't get dates. And we show up and I said, you know, there's a problem here. You know, we have probably for 4. But we're only 2, but it's fine. You know, we'll eat it. And the lady just was like, that's unacceptable. She goes, oh, no. This is a big problem. They, you know, I think like 7 or 8 different guys came over and said, hey, you know, I hear you have a pie of 4. It's just 2 of you. Are you sure you want to do this? There's a lot of food here. Sure you can do this. by the 7th guy, we're like, yeah, we'll do it. And then he said, well, you probably don't want to eat a lot, but the paella is going to be out in 45 minutes. So do you want like a salad or something? So we had a little salad. And then Sam, we did some work on this thing. I think we put about 90% away. It was fantastic. Very, very good paella.
Yeah. Tim, was it a paella Valenciana?
Yeah. Mm. We got some rabbit, which was the highlight for me. And then a few of the snails in there as well. So it was delicious. It was delicious, Sam. They said, Sam, they've never seen 2 fellas take on a paella that size before with such optimism and confidence. We were looking around. A lot of people are looking at us. I don't know if they're going to have 2 other people like that. So if you do go, check out Casa Carmela. Get paella for 4 for $2. See if you can do it.
You know, Tim, I was wondering, because you sent me some pictures of the 2 of you at this paella, and I was wondering if you think the people were all staring at you because you were eating too much paella, or was it because you were wearing USA Captain America hat and Jamel, a friend of the podcast who you were with, had a big yellow balloon with him so that he didn't get lost during the trip, so that you could always find him. So it could be that you ate a lot of paella. It could also have been the bright red, white, and blue that you were wearing, the top hat, you know, the top hat.
Sam, I Googled, you know, how to look like a Spaniard, and that's what they said. And of course, Jamel's, you know, gets a little anxious traveling, so he did want the yellow balloon. I said, please take it off inside. You can make it to the bathroom without me. And he wanted to keep it on. So, we stood out there a little bit, Sam.
How many fanny packs were you wearing? Like,
that's the other highlight, Sam. I got a fanny pack while I was there.
Yeah.
And at first, it was somewhat of a joke. You know, it's a functional thing when you're walking around all day. Then towards the end, Sam, I think I'm a fanny pack guy now. I'm wearing a fanny pack right now.
I said that as a joke, Tim. I did not know that you got
I didn't tell you this. No, I really got a fanny pack. I wore over my shoulder like the Spaniards. You know, I put my cigarettes in there because everyone's smoking in Madrid. So much cigarettes. I had to do that. And then, you know, we had all of our stuff in there and now I'm, you know, after more looks, people are like, wow, who are these 2 guys? Everyone's just coming up to us like, oh, we hear you just got here from Valencia. We're like, yeah, you know, we're the guys from Casa Carmela. And so now I'm a fanny pack guy. I'm bringing it to New York.
I honestly think fanny packs wouldn't have such a bad reputation if it weren't for the name. I mean, what there needs to be a rebrand. And I know you're a marketing fellow, so you know what could you? I feel like fanny. It just makes me think of like your like great great aunt being like. Like, you know, that's your fanny. And
yeah, no,
there needs to be a new name for this.
Well, it could be called the paella pack, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you can't finish your paella, you stuff it in there, you get a little to-go bag.
Yeah.
And paella pack sounds right. But it was a shoulder bag. It does need a new
shoulder rebrand, bag.
But yeah. Sam, I will say we love Valencia. City was wonderful. Just as we remembered it. I went to Bar Pilar.
What did you get?
We got the fried calamari. We got the vermouth. I haven't had vermouth on the tap like that. So that was the first glass of vermouth we had in a long time. And what else?
Vermouth? You're calling it vermouth?
Vermouth. Yeah. They do the vermouth there. So I started every night with vermouth because they do it by the cask there.
Yeah.
So you have to check that out. It was strange though, Sam. I guess we went a little early. It wasn't very busy there. Usually it's so packed.
You know, yeah.
You didn't even get a spot there. So that was great. And then Madrid was wonderful too, Sam, I have to say.
Yeah,
Madrid's it felt like just very much a Spanish city. Barcelona wasn't that great of a time for us.
Yeah, I think that checks out with what my expectations would have been.
Where are all the Catalans in Barcelona?
I know.
It's very strange. But Sam, we went to the Sociedad match.
Oh, yeah.
And man, being in Mestalla was just fantastic. The energy was amazing. We got bocadillos around the corner. You know, you get the to-go bocadillos with some beers. You walk right up, and Jamel had never been. You know, he's been a fan of the pod for a long time. This is like solidifying his connection with the team. And man, he was blown away. He was blown away by the stadium. It was a fantastic game. Unfortunately, we got a red card and we lost 1-0 to Sociedad, unfortunately.
You know, I was very, and to maybe we should say something about that game, because, you know, we have, with your international break, we have missed several games in the pod, and I don't think we can go through all of them, but the Real Sociedad one, even though we lost, I thought the manner in which we lost was a really encouraging performance for me. You know, we had, even though we were down to 10 men for almost the entire game, we had a lot of chances. We looked pretty good. We were applying a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and I'd say Sociedad, you know, was not the Sociedad I was expecting to see. They really struggled, even with 10 men, to get the ball moving. You know, there were little glimmers of them, of what I would suspect a little bit later in the match. But I thought we did a fantastic job, even towards the very end of the game. You know, we relied on Cenk and our back line to really like get forward and do all the offensive work. We still looked pretty good despite being 10 men down, you know, and the team worked so hard. So much more noticeable on the field, some of these little performances. But yeah, you're right, Sam. You're right.
Yeah. And let me ask you that. Being able to see the game in a different way by being there in person, who were you? What struck you? Like, what players struck you based on kind of their movement? Some, again, like, you know, their positioning, some of the things that's kind of hard to see from just watching on the television.
Yeah, I'd say two players stuck out to me. One, Mosquera, I would say maybe three. Mosquera, I thought, really stood out because he was close to us. And sometimes those performances on the far side of this field, we were pretty low on one end. So we were a little blind on the other end. Mosquera, second half, he was just sort of so good 1v1. He seemed to be all over the place. So I thought he was very noticeable. He was doing a lot of the work second half. But two, Sam, Pepe Lu looked fantastic. So when you're there, you have such a better feel for like positioning and just kind of being in the right spot that I think on TV you just take for granted maybe. And I just felt he was always kind of in that right spot. Helping with the flow of the game, like breaking up defensive or offensive breaks. He really stood out to me where there were moments where I was like, ooh, And then Papaloo was there to pick up the ball and like keep it and kept going. So he stood out to me. And then I'd say number one was Yaremchuk when he came on. I'm going to butcher his name, Yaremchuk. But he came on second half, and man, even with 10 men, he's such a big presence. They'd be able to lump the ball up to him. He was always getting in the air. Like, you know, those players you play with where they just kind of make a difference, keep the ball, try to like play off the midfielders. I think he is going to be really good for us. That big physical presence there. And so he came on and they were attacking that side. So he was very close to us. I thought he looked really, really good and imposing out there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting, Tim. And that wasn't the only match you caught in person, right? Did you also go to Atleti Champions League match?
Yeah, we went to Atleti Feyenoord match just because it was there. So it was actually a fun experience seeing Feyenoord. And of course, Feyenoord scored some goals on them. So it was really cool to see the fan base go silent there. But yeah, I mean, Wanda is like such a modern, you go from Mestalla, which is such a special place, but Sam, you go in and the whole thing's like very like tight inside and you're like sectioned off. You can't even go around. So it just feels like a stadium that they don't build anymore. And then you go to Metropolitano and it's like just such a modern experience and modern stadium. There's glass kind of everywhere. So it was really cool. Champions League games are really, really cool. And I thought, you know, Atletico, their fans actually did really show up and that was great. But of course, not as passionate for that match, but it was cool to check it off the list, I think.
Yeah.
And have a good match.
Yeah, it was one of the higher scoring Atleti matches. I mean, Atleti has actually been scoring a lot, but for five goals, you don't normally get that in Atleti, especially I think of Atleti Champions League matches as always being sort of cagey and tight and a good probability for 0-0. So 3-2, that's pretty.
Yeah, 3-2 is pretty good. I'll be happy about that. That was good. Of course, Sam, I missed like three of the goals, I think. They happened around halftime, and I thought, well, you know, they're not going to score right around the start of the match. I'll go get a hot dog or whatever. And then Griezmann scores, the 45th minute, 47th minute. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. It was a really good match. It was great to see Griezmann. They didn't look great, I will say, but Griezmann, man, he's just moving off the ball. It's so great to watch him. Otherwise, everyone else looked pretty lackluster, I'd say. You know who looked really great, and I think man of the match, Sam, was Sam Molino. He started on the left-hand side, and man, he looked really, really good. Very comfortable on that left side. So that was cool. See an old Valencia man. Well, I guess he's never a Valencia man, but I grew to like him. You know, he did work.
Yeah, for sure.
I grew to like him. So, it was a wonderful trip. I wish I could go back and spend more time in Valencia, see a few more matches. Valencia, of course, was the city we felt most, you know, just kind of at a place where you can just live and relax and walk through the Jardines and have a grasp of it all. Madrid's wonderful too, but not the same, Sam. Not the same.
Yeah, it's home. It's home. I actually, we have to have a podcast in Valencia, Tim. That's going to be, it's going to be maybe 2024, 2025, but I see that in the near future.
Yeah, I see it as well. We got to get there and get on the ground and chat while stuffing some bocadillos in our faces. Yeah, it was great. I would just, the only thing I'd add is just, man, the fans, it's hard to stay motivated, but man, when you go visit a game, do it once every few years for those of you statesides. I'm so glad I did it. Kind of reinvigorates you a little bit. Everyone's just still so positive. Yeah, it was great. It was great, Sam. It was really
great. Did you grab any gear while you were there?
I grabbed just a jersey. You know, I messed up. We grabbed some jerseys before the match. I wanted a fresh white 2023 jersey. And then I was going to go back and get some more stuff, but I didn't plan it very well. You know, there's so many things to do. And I was like, well,
I know.
Do you want to rush over there and go to the store? Or do we want to like spend more time, you know, sipping on wine and eating food, Sam?
I know.
I did get a fresh jersey. It was good.
Right, nice.
That was good. So
okay, Tim. Well, this is a nice segue to the state. We're talking about the city of Valencia now. We should talk about the state of the Valencia club and the team. You know, we had, I would say, in the absence, in your absence, we've gone through a pretty volatile run of results, including losing to Real Betis 3-0, which was, I would say, our worst loss of the year. Also, our best win of the year by far, beating Atleti 3-0. It had been a really long time since we had beaten Atleti. And so that was quite the result. And Atleti has been in not really giving up many points this year. So and then the Real Sociedad match you went to, and then a couple of ties to Almeria and to Mallorca. What's your general feeling of the team, Tim? Is it, I'd be curious, are we going in the right direction? Is it just a little too volatile? Do we need to give Baraja more credit, less credit than we've been giving him?
Yeah, you know, I think, is he going to go down? I think we need to go chat with Sarah Brone, you know, is he the Unai Emery's of the world? And he's not, right? We could probably get a coach like that. But I think given the squad, you know, the Sociedad match is a good example. Those guys, he's getting guys on the field that are going to fight to the very, very end. And even with just a few moments left, I'm looking at Diakabi out there. I'm looking at Javi Guerra. These guys ran themselves into the ground. Like, truly, like, go back the last few minutes. I think we lost the ball. They turned around. I just said there's a sense of deflation. Like, they just couldn't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the whole stadium just applauded. It was fantastic, right? They were just like, all right, you guys, you try. Like, we're just not going to work this time. But we almost tied that match. And I think I saw it. So Baraja seems to be fielding a team that's going to be capable of just getting those points and fighting to the very ends. And I think he's getting an interesting mix of talent together. You know, I went back through the Atletico match and I'm excited to have Canos back. I mean, he was so key in those two goals, mm-hmm. Right down the left-hand side. So, you know, it's going to be tough. I don't imagine we're going to, you know, fly up to fifth place in European spots, perhaps. I just don't know if we have the depth. And I imagine we'll hit some injury problems again. But I think if you get this squad back, and we will against Cadiz, I think we have some skill sets now around Javi Guerra and, you know, maybe Hugo Duro is getting back into form, Yaremchuk. I think we have a potentially a pretty good squad that Baraja can build around. Remember, Baraja didn't get everyone he wanted, right? He'd love to get more people, but we come back to the limb problem. So I think I'm happy with where he is and where the club is and the team is looking at right now. And Sam, if you know, you go back to the other teams that we've had and previous coaches, even Gattuso, we start to see some behavior problems and issues, right? When results don't mm-hmm. go our way. I didn't really see that yet. So maybe that's as good as we can ask for.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. And I mean, and some, I think just like a big takeaway for me, we were talking before the pod about where we stood with Gattuso at this point. And you pointed out that we had three more points. You know, I also think with Gattuso, we kind of had this 3-0 victory over Real Betis at a kind of similar point. It was right before actually the World Cup, so it was a slightly different time. But it's funny that this one nearly ends with a 3-0 loss to Real Betis. But, you know, I think to me, one of the big takeaways is we've had gutsier performances at the end. You know, the last year just felt like we were getting so unlucky. We were kind of controlling the game and we had the lead and then we like coughed it up, or it was a tie and then we lost the very end. And this year, and kind of really since we've started playing, Baraja has been playing some of these youngsters, we've been getting like almost better results than we deserve, where I felt like with Gattuso, we were always getting worse results than we deserved. Right. Yeah. And there's something to that, right. That it's not, you know, I mean, Simeone, I feel like has been getting better results than he's deserved for like 10 years. So, you know, it's part of, you know, who you, it's not just luck, right. It's part of like, who are the players that you're bringing on? What are their mentalities? And, you know, I love Javi Guerra. I mean, he's becoming one of my favorite Valencia players, Tim. I really love watching him play. Pepe Lu, Almeida is so much class. Diego Lopez and Fran Perez are so fun, right? Like there's a lot of kind of midfield attacking options that we have, all of whom are just like young Valencian kids.
I know, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, Fran, Javi, Diego Lopez, all in the U21 team for international break. But I will say, I mean, I didn't even say Javi Guerra in my Sociedad match. I think he was just like, I expected it a little bit, but of course he had fantastic plays there. At one point he received the ball like in his own half, or maybe 35 yards out, and he decided just to turn it and like beat two people and then play a super long ball on the far side. And I think those gutsy performances, Sam, I think my buddy Jamel had a really good take. You know, he's like, man, I've been watching Valencia for a long time now, you know, because of the pod. And this is the one time I feel like there's hope on the field that will score. You know, you have Diego Lopez out there. You have Javi Guerra out there. Even when you're down, you're like, you know what? I think we can get one. And there were stretches under Gattuso and so forth where it was just didn't look like we were ever going to score. So I think for Barra, you got to give him some credit there, finding guys who will give us a little something. Gattuso, on the other hand, Sam, that's a good point. I feel like he had a better squad, but he was trying to demand this very difficult system, which takes an incredible amount of discipline and skill sets. And I think our team just crumbled under when the pressure came on. So I think Barra's probably having a more realistic approach of how he wants to set up the lineup and how we want to play. I'm enjoying watching. Are you enjoying the matches?
I'm enjoying the matches. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I enjoyed the matches last year too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the low point for me with watching the matches was in the Bordalas era after we lost that like last month of the season after we lost the Copa del Rey final, where, you know, I mean, it's hard to be super motivated at that point in the season anyway, but, you know, the football was extremely discouraging and the team really had nothing to play for. So it was just like and the style was very anti-football. So it was, that was probably my low point. But yeah, Tim, I do feel good. I do feel good, even though, you know, we don't have a lot of points at this point in the season. That result against Atleti showed me that like we can play with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we can't necessarily guarantee a win against anybody, but we can play with anybody.
Yeah. I don't know, the two performances I saw of them, the one I watched for Valencia and the one in person. I mean, now they have four wins in a row, but they have some problems too, right? That they're working through, right? You know, Sociedad isn't looking perfect. So I think when you take in that context, now Betis, you know, we didn't look good against them, but they've had some mixed results last five games. So it's a little bit in the context, like the field of teams looks a little mixed. We could get some results on these teams. Certainly should be getting results at home. That's why Sociedad hurt so much. It's those away games we need to be aware of. But yeah, Sam, I agree. I feel very encouraged, if not alone for Javi Guerra. I mean, even if you're not sure, don't agree with anything I'm saying, everyone's tuning in to see this kid, and I'm curious where he goes next. I imagine he's getting some interest. I think his $60 million is 6 million euros is on his plate. So, he's so fun to watch. He's getting better and better every week.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting better and better every week. I would like to see Guillamone get some more minutes and get more integrated into the team. You know, this was a player that was in the World Cup last year, Tim. I mean, I just, you know, it seems like
that's another point. Yeah. I was hoping
like
to see
Barajas got to do a better job of trying to make him a part of this team more so than he is now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see him have a bigger role. It was cool. It was cool to see Almeida and Guillamón warm up, you know, just 15 feet, maybe 15 yards away from us. It was pretty cool. It's kind of yelling his name a little bit, but yeah, I'd love to see him again. He's got the quality. He did get in that match, and I believe he got in Mallorca. So he's getting some playing time. I think he's got to, you know, find a rhythm and have some really big performances when, you know, up against Pepe Lu right now. So it's up to him. Obviously, he's got to earn his spot back, but he seems to be still pretty focused and invested. And I think he's a pretty level-headed guy, and he's still very young. So I think he'll turn around. Everyone, if you look at comments, it's so cool, man. He posted something on Twitter, and the whole fan base is so supportive. If you go through the comments and the replies, like, hey, man, just keep going. Keep putting in the work. Careers are all up and high and low, and commenting on him. So I think the fan base is behind him. He just got to put a little bit more time in, a little bit more patience.
Yeah, I definitely think the fans, you know, love this kid. And yeah, I hope to see him get more incorporated in the team. Tim, let's transition just in the last couple of minutes. We are playing against Cadiz.
Oh, again, we had to play this team?
On Monday. We're playing against them at home. This is a team that we obviously have we have some animosity in the last few matches, mostly because one of their players made a racial slur to Diakabi and then tried to prove that he didn't do this by posting pictures of him with African children.
And then commenting again on the racial issues last year with Vinicius. So Cadiz is somewhat of a growing rival of ours, at least on the Twitter sphere. So yeah, we don't like each other.
And we haven't done well against them recently, Tim. In the last four La Liga matches, we have lost or tied. So we haven't beaten them. We haven't beaten them in La Liga all the way to back to 2020 or back to 2020, the spring of 2021, Tim.
Well, you know why that is. It's because the ghost of Ruben Sobrino.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why.
Ruben Sobrino, we're going to expect to see him play his best ever performance. No. Is he playing for Alaves or is he playing for Cadiz?
I think he's on Cadiz. Yeah, he came in against Girona.
Yeah, you're right.
And the greatest there. So really racking up some excellency, guys. But Sam, I mean, I don't know. What are you thinking about this? Because you look at their standings. They're all great. 13th place. 3 losses in the last 5 games. But, you know, they're giving some people some tough games. I feel like they have red cards every other match. Got another one against Verona. They're losing, you know, 1-0. Or they tied Betis 1-1. So it's not a team you roll over by any means, even if they're not performing well.
Yeah, that's true, Tim. That's true. Yes, Sobrino has been playing sometimes as a 10 for them, but you know he's just their magic weapon, Tim, Ruben Sobrino. So,
you know, when you bash him on the pod for like 3 years, I feel like this is karma coming back. This is the Caddy's. This is the Caddy spirit coming back to haunt us.
Yeah, I think
he really steps up.
I think that's right.
So,
okay, so Tim, what is your prediction for this one?
Well, I do think we'll have a lot of people back. So remember, we've been in some rough spots because Gaia was out. We didn't even have Vasquez. I can't remember what was going on with him, but he seems to be running around now and training. Canos is back. Thierry Correa is back. I think we still have Diakabi out for a bit. So at least we have this crew back. And then just the rest, you know. So playing a lot of the same guys. So feels like rested. We'll have these guys back. I think we're going to rack up some goals, but we'll concede a goal. So I think it's going to be 3-1.
Ooh.
I think we'll score three.
I love that. I think it's going to be 1-0 us, and it's going to be really anxious up until the right moment. In the last 5 minutes, Cadiz is going to hit the crossbar. That's how close it's going to be, Tim.
Of course.
And
yeah, of course.
We're going to have a couple heart attacks, but we're going to get the win. That's my prediction.
I love it. I love it. Well, Sam, I was just saying, to wrap this thing up, we have 9 points. 11 points in 9 matches. At this rate, you know, it's not looking good for the 40-point mark, right? We're right on that cusp, right? So we're in the middle of the pack, but we gotta get some wins here. I think we got to get back on track a bit. Because if you look at the standings, I know we're ninth, but Sevilla at 14th, and actually Alaves in 17th has 8 points. So don't be like Villarreal is on the cusp there, but you know, we were making fun of Sevilla last year, Sam, and we fell into the 18th spot for a while. So we got to get out of this little bubble of like 7 or 8 teams.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to, Tim. We need to get a couple wins. I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay. Well, these are good predictions, Tim. Until next time,
Sam. It's good to be back.
Good to be back. See you, bud. Bye, listeners.
Where is it?